I have a vision. A vision that someday little girls will grow up into strong women who love their bodies, know their worth, and take up space without the pressure of diets, the scale, or exercise as punishment. Building that world starts with you and me, today, by refusing to let your weight measure your worth, by nourishing your body, by letting your intuition guide you, by taking your power back. If you follow the simple but challenging program I offer you in this book and commit to fiercely and ruthlessly embracing yourself for the next 30 days, I guarantee you'll start feeling energetic, active, confident, strong, resilient, and ready to change the world. Okay, let's back up for a second. I understand you may not be in change the world mode yet. In fact, you may not even be in get out of bed mode yet. However, I'm going to guess you picked up this book because you're ready to try something different. You may even be ready to question conventional wisdom and make a big 180-degree turn. Wherever you are, you're ready to act and to start on this path to your best health and your fullest life. If you're unhappy with your body, and most women are, you probably still believe that if you can just make your body perfect, life will be all rainbows and unicorns. You'll be free of the negative thoughts you've battled for years. Your feelings of unworthiness will disappear. While the never-ending quest to shrink your body and make yourself small is tempting, it leads only to disappointment. It requires focusing on the physical without healing your inner self, the person who sometimes feels worthless, forgotten, and like she's never enough. And the diet industry is there to kick you when you're down, needling your biggest insecurities, exposing your vulnerabilities, and then swooping in with a solution. Take this pill. Do this 1,200-calorie diet plan. Suffer through exercises you hate. Well, fuck all that. Women are tired and fed up, and they want off that roller coaster ride for good. The path to health is multifaceted, but at its core is the need to nourish yourself both inside and out. This is how to achieve true wellness in mind, body, and spirit. It doesn't mean that life is then perfect. Rather, it means you have the gumption to really live, to do and experience and create, to be big and bold in your own way, and to weather life's challenges with grace and resilience. You've got to take a stand and do things differently if you want to thrive in this world. And I'm happy to tell you that thriving means expanding, mentally, physically, emotionally. It means getting outside your comfort zone. It means taking action, even when you're scared. It means questioning the status quo and doing the work to unlearn the habits that no longer serve you. It means having the confidence to wear whatever you want in public, shorts, a tank top, or a bathing suit, and realize you don't have to make anyone else comfortable about your body. It means waking up every day refreshed and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. It means taking care of yourself from a place of respect and compassion. It means having a strong, capable body, glowing skin, hair, and nails, a positive, uplifted mood, stable energy levels, awesome digestion, few food cravings, and a healthy sex drive. Meow.